Hello, I am the barrister, Stephen Barrett, and I wanted to do a video on the Chagos Islands. The case, this is Monday the 27th of October, and the case returns to court tomorrow. And I wanted to explain what's been going on and dispel some myths. I want to make one point incredibly clear. There is no legal obligation. That's a compulsion or a duty or a need to give away our Chagos Islands. There is no legal obligation to pay to give away our islands. Mauritius never owned them, doesn't own them, and there is no valid legal claim. Now we'll explore that and I'll explain to you why, but I just wanted to be absolutely categoric. I'm fed up with the doubt. I'm fed up with the misdirection and the frankly the untruths coming out of our government, which constantly imply to non-lawyers that there is some sort of legal compulsion to do. We'll call that a manufactured legal fiction, and I'll take you through what happened with it. Just to update you on the court cases, somebody brought a court case that I think was always doomed to fail, saying that no government could possibly behave, no reasonable government could possibly give away our islands and our money. That's a very high bar. And I don't think that the courts were ever going to say that that's true, because governments can do really stupid things. They can do things which are harmful to us. They can do things which waste our money, and our job really is to vote them out at the next election. That's how our system works. Our system is not designed for judges to wade in and go, "Hang on a second, you're acting like a bunch of Fruit Loops." Although obviously they are acting like a bunch of Fruit Loops. To start at the very beginning, and the court case tomorrow is slightly different and I think has slightly better prospects, and we'll return to that. We own the Chagos Islands because as we set out as an empire with wooden ships, we very quickly learned that we needed to have lots of ports all over the planet, basically. So this is why we end up with loads of islands everywhere. This is why we've got St. Helena. Why? To refill our ships, to restock us so our sailors didn't die of scurvy, and so that they could get fresh provisions. And having islands was always a solid part of British imperial policy, because islands are generally easy to defend. We had the biggest navy in the world, and it made a lot of sense for us to have islands all over the place. We don't have an empire now. And I don't want Britain to have an empire. I don't think that's our path. I want us to be a well-run country and a happy place, but I don't think that's our path. I'm more than happy, as Churchill was, to pass that mantle, if you like, onto the United States. Enter Chagos. Chagos contains the military base of Diego Garcia, which we don't use, but the Americans do. And we lease it to the Americans because we live under the shield of American protection. And nothing but the events of the recent years has confirmed to me how important living under the shield of American protection is. They are our allies, our brothers, our cousins, our sisters, our uncles and aunts. We are connected with America in a deeply important and powerful way. Long may that, well, forever may that unity last. We will never turn our back on them. So we let them have a military base in Diego Garcia. That displaced a lot of the Chagos Islanders. So Chagos is an archipelago. That's loads of little islands together. Diego Garcia is just one clump of islands. In the grand scheme of things, ultimately we would give the Chagos Islands back to the Chagos Islanders. They would move back in there once technology evolves to a point where the Americans don't need the Diego Garcia base. They use it for aircraft in the way that we would have in the old days used it for wooden ships. But it's the same principle is there. The Chagos people are very kind, very loving people. They love Britain. Many of them settled in Crawley. Down in Sussex, next to I'm going to forget the name, Gatwick, next to Gatwick Airport. And I've always felt particularly emotionally fond of them because many of them work at Gatwick, and Gatwick has always been the best airport to fly from as a single dad. And I can absolutely promise you the difference in travel experience between somewhere like Gatwick, which is lovely, accommodating, kind, nice, understanding, and somewhere like Luton, which just processes human meat units. which is quite difficult when you've got trying to pull all the luggage and a small toddler along. So I've always had a special fondness for Gatwick and the Chagossians who work there. But the court case tomorrow is based upon the idea that the government is betraying them. That's a lot stronger as a legal argument to block this nonsense, because there is a fundamental right to self-determination. It's in international law, but more importantly, we as a United Kingdom recognise it. We did that when we got rid of our empire, when we quietly closed our empire down in one of the most peaceful endings of an empire humans have ever known. And, you know, we said to India, well, it is your right to self-determination, so you can have India back. And we said to Pakistan, it's your right to self-determination, you can have Pakistan back. And we said to all of the territories, eventually. There were bad times, but effectively it was the process of giving self-determination. We still say to the Commonwealth, do you still want to be in the Commonwealth? And very sadly, I think emotionally, South Africa said, no, we don't want to be in the Commonwealth, go away. And so they're not even in the Commonwealth, which I miss South Africa's presence there. But and now, very oddly, we've got countries applying to join the Commonwealth who weren't even in the empire. Never there. But anyway, that's our history and our potted story. What is this confected legal fiction? What have these lefty lawyers done? Well, remember at the beginning I told you that there is no legal obligation. That's because even the International Court of Justice, and that's the court that's involved, even the International Court of Justice is not mad enough to start saying things like, you have to give former imperial territories to other countries. It's not mad enough to do that because neither China nor Russia want that to happen, because both China and Russia run colonies now that could go to the International Court of Justice and say, dear International Court of Justice, please set us free. We see that you've set free these Chagos Islands. Please let us do this. So China and Russia are not going to allow it. The International Court of Justice is, like many confections of international law, incompetent and more about diplomacy than law, which is why I don't like these structures. A court should apply laws in a consistent way, and therefore we should know what the law is. These diplomatic confections, they mess around, as far as I'm concerned. Even if the International Court of Justice did want to defy Russia and China and start playing God with who owns what islands across the planet, we only joined the International Court of Justice only has power over the United Kingdom because we say so. If we say no, it has no power. Famously, there's the International Criminal Court, which is also broken. And America said, yeah, I'm not joining you. You people are crazy, which I think is a very valid position. We're unfortunately in it. But the Americans just said, thanks, mate, not going to do that. So we could say that to the International Court of Justice if we wanted to. We didn't. We said, we will join you and we will sometimes listen to you. But you specifically, and this is called the carve-out, okay? This is why I have absolutely no doubt in saying that not only has the International Court of Justice not ever made a ruling that we must give Chagos away, hasn't, it can't. Because we only joined it on the basis that it would never make a judgment based upon former imperial territories. So there's a carve-out. It's not supposed to have anything to say about Chagos. So what's happened is that the lefty lawyers have confected a nonsense drama where there is enough... The ICJ made enough noise. It's a bit like, if you remember the fake genocide in Gaza, that they get the court to say enough words, enough meaningless prattle, that they can then say, and I'm sure Lord Hermer does say, we don't know what his legal advice is to the government now, but we will one day know, there's enough for them to go, oh, well, maybe one day they'd make a ruling against the United Kingdom, and that would be terribly embarrassing. Therefore, before they make a ruling against the United Kingdom, we have to give away our islands and all our money to Mauritius. That is nonsense. That is complete legal fiction. That is absolute. There are other words I quite clearly want to use, but probably shouldn't trigger a YouTube censor. It is not true. And the public are being manipulated. The Chagos Islanders are being betrayed. Our money is being burnt or thrown down, you know, the drain. And the entire thing is an absolute moral outrage hiding behind a fiction of law. So what you need to remember is There is no ruling saying we have to give away the Chagos Islands. There never can be a ruling saying that we have to give away the Chagos Islands. We do not have to give away the Chagos Islands. And as this government starts to implode, I think we're going to start asking serious questions such as, why? Why is our government wasting our money and betraying the Chagos Islanders? Because, by the way, Mauritius is not a happy place. It's an Islamic republic. And I'm publicly bisexual. If I had a male partner, the government's own advice to us would be to not hold hands in Mauritius and to not publicly display affection in Mauritius. That's how loving the Mauritians are. The Mauritians are not Chagosians, Chagos Islanders. They treat the Chagos Islanders like second-class citizens, which is why huge numbers of them are fleeing here already. They're already running here, more than the ones who had originally settled at Gatwick. All those around the planet who are now terrified are fleeing to Crawley and to Gatwick, but also, obviously, because it's such a big airport, to Heathrow. So Hillingdon Council now has problems housing them. We have homeless Chagos. We have people from the Chagos Islands who would rather sleep tonight. It's a cold night. Rather sleep tonight outside, homeless, in Britain, than be given over to Mauritius to be ruled. I do think that's all you really need to know about Mauritius, how it's going to treat them. Mauritius is already making noise about selling islands to China. We need to stop this now. The Chagos Islands deal should never, ever happen. It is the worst. This is worse than Suez. This is the worst government committing the worst foreign policy outrage ever in the history of our country. Only somebody who deeply hates our country could even propose this treason.